Having Casey Anthony, now named a suspect in the disappearance of Kaylee Anthony, makes you wonder what the Orange County Sheriff's Department is doing by releasing that at this time. A person of interest? A suspect. I'm sure there's some legalese, and prosecutors and defense attorneys will debate the merits of each thing. But with 1,000 different pages of reports and statements and phone logs and videos and audio and all the sort of stuff being released, and now the Orange County Sheriff's Department saying that Casey Anthony is a suspect, one has to wonder just how much evidence that the Orange County Sheriff's Department has, how much they're keeping close to the vest, and will there be an arrest into the disappearance of Kaylee Anthony? Whether it's homicide, whether the forensics in the car, whether the forensics on the computer, and whether the other evidence, whether you call it good evidence, bad evidence, some will say it's hearsay, some will say it's just circumstantial, actually brings someone to court, whether it's Casey Anthony or whoever, to answer for the disappearance of Kaylee Anthony, we all have to hope and pray that justice will be served. It's no different than the disappearance of Natalie Holloway and the injustice that happened in Aruba. Let's hope that justice can be served in Orlando, not served like it happened in Aruba. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.